a very good evening to you. Welcome along to another Sweet and Swing here on Manx Radio. My name's Howard Kane. As always, a pleasure to have your company on a Friday evening. And what have we got? How about a bit of Victor Sylvester? Yeah, get those dancing shoes on. Anne Shelton, some of the early years from the 40s. The legendary Jimmy Shand MBE. Long time since we last had him on the show. A request, no less. And to get going, well, you can't beat a bit of bassy. What a great way to get going with a bit of Basie. March the 15th, 1954, that was recorded at the Concert House in Stockholm. And, well, just that classic Basie lineup of, well, I'm not going to go through them all, but you've got the likes of Wendell Cully, Joan Newman, Frank Vess, Ernie Wilkins, Frank Foster, Marshall Royal, Gus Johnson at the drums, and, of course, the wonderful Neil Hefti, helping with arranging duties. And Straight Life, that one. There's so many we could have gone for. Perdido, Out for the Count, Sure Thing, Blues Backstage, 1 o'clock Jump. Wonderful stuff. And always been a fan of Basie. Another one of those ones I'd love to have seen Count Basie live. He just looked like a great character. If you go online, you'll see great videos of him, particularly with Oscar Peterson, I think, where they did that wonderful programme Oscar used to do on, was it BBC Two? I think it was BBC Two, wasn't it? He had his own programme for a while, where he had Martin Drew on drums and Neil Henning Ørsted Pedersen playing bass. So that was his trio, and then he'd invite guests in. Very famous guests, Ella, and of course Count Basie was a classic one, where they had the two pianos together. Search it out, I'm pretty sure it's that is on YouTube somewhere along the line. Anyway, lovely to have your company. Like I said, Jimmy Shand coming up a bit later, the legendary Jimmy Shand. Used to be sort of ubiquitous with New Year's Eve, I think, didn't it, Jimmy Shand? I found this one lurking down the bottom of one of the racks. I thought, my word, we haven't had that out for a while, if ever. I notice it's from a 3-CD box set called Scottish Connections. Bit late for Burns Night, never mind. And we also have a regular listener to the show putting a punt in for a request, and also as one of the faraway listeners. We'll come to that in a few moments. I'll keep you on tenterhooks for now about that. Good to hear someone coming into that, though we haven't had much from the faraway club of late. At one stage, we had regular communication from the Philippines, from the States, and also from New Zealand. It's gone a bit quiet of late. So either they've all moved on, one way or another. I know where Father Sean has, because he's back in Ireland and still in contact. I'm very glad to say hello to you. But not in the Philippines anymore. But if you are listening and enjoying the music in New Zealand or America or South America or Germany or Botswana, one of my favourite places, still haven't been, just love the name, or Australia, etc., etc., get in touch, Howard Kane with an E at maxradio.com. Say hello, say why you're listening, why you enjoy it, where you're listening from, and pick a tune. See if we can indulge you as well. Why not? In the meantime, where are we going to go from there? Yes, well, we'll have a little bit of music while you work. Although, frankly, if you're doing cuddling, you wouldn't think there'd be much work to be done, would you? Thank you. You get that one, a nice little compilation there from Music While You Work, Calling All Workers. You remember that, don't you, as Britain stood alone in June of 1940, the evacuation of Dunkirk had been completed, Belgium and France had fallen to Germany. It was back to war time, as it says quite correctly in the notes, and the British desperately needed to rebuild their war effort in the minimum amount of time. This meant factories all over the British Isles working to and above full capacity. And to try and aid this in the best way they could, the BBC, in their wisdom, produced a radio programme designed to raise the factory workers' spirits and keep productivity high. Music While You Work first started on the 23rd of June 1940, and its twice daily broadcast featured all styles of music except anything too jazzy. Oh, perish the thought. The BBC decreed that while the content of the programme should be melodic, tuneful and bright, all music would have to be played straight. Another factor, of course, was the music had to be audible above the noise of the machinery, and this called for special forms of instrumentation and methods of orchestration. And right from the beginning, the bands on the programme were varied in order to basically attract as many people as they possibly could. And in that particular case, we were hearing Cuddle Up a Little Closer, Put Your Arms Around Me, Honey, Hold Me Tight. Yeah, you wouldn't be able to work while you were doing that, would you, as I suggested. And yeah, it was the studio orchestra put together specifically for these sort of types of work by Phil Green, directed by Phil Green back in the day, with a nice little compilation there, which I rather enjoyed. My goodness, they were dark days, weren't they? And got to count your blessings. I had someone saying, oh, it's dark days at the moment, isn't it? And Lord knows the world isn't in a great place at the moment, and the weather seems to reflect that somewhat, just sort of makes the mood even darker, this constant rain and grey and drizzle and fog of late, doesn't it? But then you read something like that and you think, you know what? Could be a lot worse. Where are we going to go? I'll tell you what popped up the other day. I was talking to Mr. Wint, Andy Wint of this parish, i.e., of course, Andy Manoline every day. You'll catch him also on Gold every morning. If you're an early riser and like Gold to start your day, you'll catch Andy there live every morning. And of course, the Manoline Monday to Friday, he's always there at the helm as well as at the weekend. And of course, he does the country show, Country Roads, as it's called, which alternates with Ernie Thorne on a Wednesday evening in the Specialist Music Shot, slot at 9 p.m. And I was chatting to him the other day, and he said, I'm really into easy listening music at the moment, and I've been listening to Ronnie Aldridge. Do you remember Ronnie? And I did vaguely. Dad knew him quite well, the old maestro. He used to live in that glorious house, now sadly derelict and looking very sad for itself, down over by Perwick Bay, I think it is, down Port St. Mary way. But Ronnie and his wife Mary lived there for quite a few years, and very proud he was of coming to live on the Isle of Man. He loved it. So I dug this one out, which was by a company I think he set up specifically here on the Isle of Man, Seaward Limited, arranged and produced by Ronnie Aldridge, who of course had played with the Squads back in the day. And I think he worked with the BBC and all sorts of stuff. Had a really high-profile career before he sort of settled here on the Isle of Man in later life, and he was still playing. And this one, as I said, Seaward Limited, and it's got a Manx, or a Viking, not a Manx Viking, but a Viking boat. Manx symbol, of course, you quite often see these days, don't you, as its logo. And it's arranged and produced by Ronnie Aldridge, made by Seaward Limited at CBS Studios in London. And this was 1984, and the cover photo of, I think that was Ronnie's yacht, was by his wife, Mary. So, let's hear him. It comes firmly into the sweet category of sweet and swing, this, I would say. And this is Ronnie Aldridge, his piano and the festival orchestra with Sailing.
Sailing.
And there he goes, sailing off over the horizon. Ronnie Aldrich at his piano. And if he wasn't at the piano, he was in his yacht, as it says in the liner notes. There's a picture of Ronnie at the piano, probably, I assume. Or it looks like it might even be down at his house down in Port St Mary. Don't know. But master of his craft, it says. Somewhere in the Irish Sea, one of the most unpredictable seas in the world. Amen to that. Lasts about 3 months. He's right there, if you're lucky. During those months, Ronnie spends as much time as possible sailing between small harbours in Scotland or Ireland and taking part in any local racing fixtures suited to his traditional wooden yacht sea cover picture, which indeed is what I was referring to at the beginning. I can't see what it's called, but I thought it was his own boat on the front there. For the other 9 months of the year, he's master of his other craft, the piano. Well, I'm not going to disagree with that. He was a master of the keyboard and particularly, as I said, going back to the squad and arranging the squads and then, of course, in later years, playing that sort of style of what would, well, in this programme, we'd call sweet music, wouldn't we? Nostalgic, easy-listening music. And, yeah, thanks to Andy for making me dig that one out and think of Ronnie Aldrich again. And you might have your memories possibly as well. And it is true that this house, which was glorious in the day, and what a setting, seems to have been laying derelict for years now, which is very sad indeed. Sometimes the way it goes, doesn't it? You are listening to Sweet and Swing with myself, H, and is this Anne Shelton coming up? Maybe.
things are looking up. I've been looking the landscape over, and it's covered with four-leaf clover. Oh, things are looking up since love looked up at me. Bitter was my cup, but no more will I be the mourner, for I've certainly turned the corner. Oh, things are looking up since love looked up at me. See the sunbeams, everyone beams, just because of you. Love's incession and my depression is unmistakably through. Oh, things are looking up. It's a great little world we live in. Oh, I'm happy as a pup since love looked up at me.
Things are looking up. I do wish they would, particularly the weather. We'll get there eventually. The rest of the world would be good to follow on as well and not be quite so grim as it's been over the last year or two. However, we live in hope, don't we, that spring will arrive, both literally and metaphorically, I suppose. Denny Dennis there with that one. Perhaps one of the trio of singers with Sam Brown and Al Boley, who during the 30s were really dominant on the airwaves and the recording scene. And then later on, as is quite often the case, as we say in this programme, he became something of a forgotten figure, even though he did have a successful tour of America with Tommy Dorsey in the late 1940s. But in his later days, he was pretty much unknown. I think he was in the around Barrow-in Furness, somewhere around there in Lancashire, and sort of died in relative obscurity, which is very sad, isn't it? But we quite often hear that tale in this programme. You have your moment in the sun, as they say. Born in Derby and trained as an electrician with the railway, where his older brother Eric later became known as Barry Gray. Yes, that's a well-known name, isn't it? Moved to London as a professional drummer, and then Denny jumped at the opportunity to occupy his brother's chair with the local New Mayfair dance band, the pianist of which had been Ronald Binge, the composer. Yes, another famous name. They all got interconnected, who went on to do, of course, Elizabethan Serenade and orchestrator of Mantovani's Cascading Strings. And Ron, that was his real name, of course, soon changed his name to Dennis and began to model his singing voice on, could you think? You can actually hear it there, I think, Bing Crosby. And this really impressed Roy Fox, who recommended, or at least he was very fond of the sound of his name. An audition with Roy Fox, who was impressed, but recommended at the time 12 months refinement. I like that, refinement. Yeah, it's very good, but come back when you're a wee bit better. That was the way it was, I think. And, well, went on to, like I said, in his heyday, fame and fortune. And then, sadly, in later years, obscurity, but that is the way it goes. As we say, fame is fickle, I'm afraid, which makes it all the greater, isn't it? Those people who become famous at an early age and die famous 50, 60, 70 years later. You can't take it away from people like, well, I don't know, in more recent times, about the likes of Elton John or Cliff Richard, these people who've stayed at the top for well over half a century and are still sort of super famous in their late 70s and 80s, just as they were in their 20s and 30s. I mean, it's impressive whether you like the music or you don't. I don't know whether you like the music of the legendary Jimmy Shand, but we're going to have some. I can't remember the last time we had Jimmy Shand, MBE to give him his title, on the show. All over the world, the name Jimmy Shand, of course, linked to the sound of the Scottish country dance band. And in his time, he became the country's foremost exponent of the accordion with a dance band sound that was, well, unique in the true sense of the word. Let's hear him with a a waltz selection. Take your partners, please, and get that kilt on. There you go, Jimmy Shand with his band, and Jimmy, of course, on the accordion. I have to say, that is entitled Waltz Selection, but it doesn't seem to be in three time to my ears. I don't think you could waltz to that. Maybe they do it differently up in Scotland, once you've got the old, ski and do down your... That's because it's down your trousers. Not down your trousers, is it? That's the dagger you put in your sock, the ski and do. Once you got your kilt on, and yes, all the Highland gear. But it wasn't in three time, was it? It was in four time, I'd have thought. Anyway, there we go. If you were trying to waltz to that and thinking it doesn't work, well, I can't say I blame you. But a great sound in any case, and a little late for Burns Night, but never mind. And I've forgotten that. Yeah, what a great sound that was, Jimmy Shand and the band. They were just synonymous with either Burns or particularly, for years, I think, New Year's Eve and Hogmanay and Auld Lang Syne and all the rest of it. Where are we heading? Oh, tell you what, the Far Away Club. Yeah, a lovely email the other day from Paul Quine, regular listener to the show. Hello to you, Paul, wherever you might be in the world. And he said, "Hi, H, hope all is well. I thought I'd throw my hat into the ring for this week's Far Off Listener Award." Well, great, good for you. "As I write this, I'm on the good ship Azamara Journey, that is, having departed Cape Town on February the 3rd, currently in the South Atlantic, around 400 miles southeast of Jamestown, St Helena." Wow. Yeah, that'll do. That'll do, Paul. We'll give you that one. We should arrive there on Wednesday morning. I'm looking forward to seeing the former home of Napoleon. Yes, of course, who was exiled there and struck up a strong friendship with St. Helena's then governor, Magsman Colonel Mark Wilkes. Yes, good Mags connection, Paul, indeed. Following St. Helena, we shall cross the equator. There's some sort of ceremony you have to do there, you know, Paul. You maybe get thrown in the water or something bizarre. I know I've seen clips of it in video. I've never actually done it myself. Northbound to the Gambia and then on to the Canary Islands via Senegal. That sounds quite nice. He goes on to say, one of the great bonuses of being at sea is that it gives you plenty of time. Yes, it is true. And I've been busy working through the Sweden Swing archive. Good man. Good man. I don't know how that long. That'll probably last you for a year or so, I'd have thought. And I'm travelling alone. The good lady has work commitments, so it provides the perfect musical accompaniment at dinner. Well, I'm glad we can help with that. Yes, I think most of the music is very good dinner music. Now then, in one of the archive programmes, you referred to being on a cruise yourself on board the SS Norway, formerly the France, considered one of the great liners. She was beautiful, now a gambling ship somewhere, sadly, I think. And you enjoyed a good cigar and brandy whilst listening to the ship's band. That is true, and again, I think I've bored you all before on this programme, talking about one of my great highlights when it comes to this music. Yes, a cigar, a brandy on the SS Norway in the Caribbean, listening under the evening sky to the Illinois Jacquet Big Band with the man himself out front, resplendent in this multicoloured jacket, leading this incredible band. Yeah, it was one of those great moments, Paul. Anyway, I've decided to follow your excellent idea. I've been enjoying a brandy and a nice King Edward. A cigar, not a potato. Glad you clarified that. Potato is probably better for you, to be fair. Whilst Sweet and Swing concludes, given where I am and time at sea, would it be possible to put forward a request? Well, of course, we always take requests. Howard Kane with an E at manxradio.com. Or, of course, you can write to Howard Sweet and Swing, Manx Radio Broadcasting House, Douglas Head, Douglas, Isle of Man, and that postcode is IM15BW Bravo Whiskey. So what's the request? Well, he said, I thought, given where I am, what about 47 Ginger-Headed Sailors, written by Leslie Sarony and performed by Jack Hilton? That would be fitting. You're right, it would.
Robin on a home trip, up and down she's bobbing, though the crew's pretty tough, the weather's so rough, they're all fed up and say that they've had more than enough. I've got a brother, he's an able seaman, and they call him Redhead Tom. I want to say I'll meet you, and with your pals I'll treat you, so who do you think I've had a message from? 47 ginger-headed sailors coming home across the briny sea. When the anchors weigh and the churn is made, then they'll start the party with a heave-o me hearty. When there's 47 ginger-headed sailors, you can bet you're going to hear them when they hail us. And as they step ashore, there'll be one mighty roar from 47 ginger-headed sailors.
Give a hoy there! 10, 20, 30, 47 ginger-headed sailors, hoy!
Thank you.
an old maid down in Devon said my idea of heaven.
It's 47 ginger-headed sailors.
Jack Hilton and the Boys with 47 Ginger-Headed Sailors. Good number, that, isn't it? We haven't heard that. I don't know if I've actually played it before, to be honest, Paul. I'm sort of vaguely aware of it, or I've heard it somewhere, possibly the old maestro playing it back in the day. I don't know whether we've featured it on Sweet and Swain since I've been doing it, so lovely to hear that one. Good number. I suppose you'd call it a novelty number, but a good one. Can you still say ginger-headed? Yeah, I think you can, can't you? Well, nothing wrong with them ginger hair. Well, enjoy the rest of the cruise, Paul, and see you back on the Isle of Man safely, I hope. And, of course, if you are listening, as I say, in somewhere far afield, whether you're cruising, whether you're living there, whether you're travelling, but you're listening to Sweet and Swing one way or another, as the podcast or online, or whatever the case may be, let us know. Howard Caine, with an E, C-A-I-N-E, manxradio.com. Like Paul did, tell us a little bit about where you are, the music you like, and nominate something. Why not? Now, how did you get on with the last big band? Our themes of the big bands. We've been having a little bit of fun with that one again, haven't we? And we played Nola last time. You know the one. Did you know the theme? Whose theme that was? Well, if you said it was Vincent Lopez, you would be absolutely right. So, well done with that. So, here's another tricky one for you. It starts tricky, will stay tricky. Why not? See if you know whose theme tune this was.
Racing with the moon, high up in the midnight blue, and then all too soon, it's lost.
There you go. You see, it's a bit easier this week in a way because you've got the lyrics there and the name of the song. So you could Google it. What's the point in that? It's a case of there's no there's no prize, so don't bother. You're wasting your time and electricity. It's a case of do you know it or not? Simple as that. And I'll tell you the answer in the next show in a couple of weeks' time. Jumping in next week, of course. Check that out if you fancy. It is modern, but you never know. You might like some of it. I know it's maybe harder to stomach, but I sometimes think this is where some of the big band players we hear on this show would have, you know, moved in that direction if they did longer and they'd carried on. Anyway, Racing with the Moon. If you know, then you can give yourself a pat on the back next time if you get that one right. I'll leave that one to think about without Googling, it has to be said. Victor Sylvester. I promised you some Victor Sylvester. I better squeeze it in before it's too late, hadn't I? The music of Cole Porter, Victor Sylvester and his strings. And it's the music of Cole Porter, You Do Something to Me, and also the music of Richard Rodgers, Bewitched. So we're going to stay with Cole Porter, though, and this is a classic one, given a very sweet, bearing in mind the subject of the song, which I think you all know, it's given a very saccharine treatment with the strings, I guess. Lovely, but sort of sweeter, perhaps, than the song deserves, I don't know. Love for Sale.
Thank you. Takes your breath away, doesn't it? A little twofer for you there. So first off, we had Victor Sylvester with Love for Sale. As I say, in a very nice, well, a dance treatment, I suppose we could call it, couldn't we? Very sweet and saccharine and easy on the ear. And then the great sound of Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang, The Wild Dog. Great name for a track, that, as well. Sounds very wild. Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang, great characters. They would have been interesting to have spent some time with. Probably dangerous as well, I'd imagine. Gambling and drinking and Lord knows what else. Became friends in their early teens, both hailed from the Italian neighbourhood of Philadelphia. And friends from early doors, really, living several blocks away from each other. Grew up in the tough environment of the city of brotherly love. Had classical training, and then when the first jazz records started circulating in Philly after the Great War, they were captivated by these new sounds and rhythms, and sort of had similar ideas of applying their knowledge to the music and sort of taking Italian music and opera and their classical training to this sound of jazz and swing, and soon produced groundbreaking recordings in the sort of late 20s and early 30s. And as it's remarked, it was a unique yin-yang dynamic built on a musical compatibility and also mutual interests, sports, fishing and gambling. Venuti, seen as rather rowdy, Lang, somewhat quiet. You can see where we're going with this one, yes, it's sort of black and white. And as is often the case, opposites attract, and they just made a wonderful sound together. And they performed in nightclubs and halls and all over the place. And during the summer, the duo spent the season in Atlantic City, where they fished in the Atlantic Ocean and then played and gambled billiards and card games. And they do that through the night after their gigs. And Joe Venuti, very respected, and is one of these guys who was apparently, you know the sort of people who walk into the room and just command attention. He was one of those, apparently. Gruff voice, disarming, and quite sort of loud, I think, and with a great sense of humour, but would like to, if anyone was game for a laugh, he'd be there, and as it said, he did suffer fools very gladly. That's a fine line, it has to be said. And Venuti, well, quite a character. In his initial years of recording, he had a great set of skills which he showcased, really utilised to make a style of fiddle playing all his own. A sort of a flow of ideas and trumpet-like phrasing, and then made records in the early 20s with the Jean Gauquet Orchestra when he was just 20 years old. And Eddie, well, perhaps the first jazz and blues guitar virtuoso and the first musician to use the guitar in jazz, not just as an accompanist and soloist as well, showcasing, you know, a mixture of great rhythm and harmonic and technical ability, and in essence, I think in a lot of people's eyes, was essentially created the modern guitar method in the 20s, a method still in use by jazzers today. Not bad going, is it? Would have been so good to meet some of these characters, wouldn't it? With the exception of, one or two, as I say, Bud Freeman being the notable one I did meet and know quite well. But yeah, Joe Venuti, Eddie Lang, Fats Waller again, almost top of my list. Love to have seen him perform live. Cab shall we, perhaps? Anyway, we can dream on, can't we? We'll dream on until I see you next time, a couple of weeks. Look after yourselves. Until then, cheerio.